Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hello everyone, Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. It's wonderful to have you company for another episode of the show. Now, if you've been tuning into the podcast now for the last few weeks, you'll know that we've been working on a bit of a hush-hush, top-secret kind of project. And I'm really pleased to announce that that project has now been let out of the bag. You know, the cat's out of the bag, so to speak. And what we've been working on is putting together the Savvy Dentist magazine. The Savvy Dentist magazine has been rattling around, or the idea of it has been rattling around my head for years now. And the whole aim of the magazine is to be the sister publication to the podcast. Now, the podcast has had over 400 episodes, well over 600,000 downloads. And the whole tradition of the podcast has been to expose practice owners to the latest and greatest information from the business world so they can create a practice and a life they love. And the magazine is going to continue in that vein. My personal belief is that as the business world continues to evolve, as our environment, you know, in which we operate continues to evolve and shift, we need more sophisticated thinking. We need more sophisticated tools. We can no longer rely on outdated traditional practice management paradigms from the early 2000s because, frankly, we need better tools, knowledge, resources to work in a more modern environment. And the whole idea of the podcast, the whole idea of the magazine is to expose practice owners to the brightest minds and the best thinking in business so that we can apply that back to dentistry. Now, of course, the magazine comes out four times a year. It's totally free. It comes out in a digital format. It comes out in a print format. It comes out in a print format. So if you want to get a copy of the magazine, and as I said, it is totally free, all you need to do is head across to SavvyDentist.com, find the magazine tab, subscribe there, and we'll make sure that we get a copy of it to you, whether it's in digital format or from edition two onwards in print format. We can't wait to share it with you. We've worked really hard on this and we know that the information there will absolutely change your life. We've got editorial features and deep analysis from subject matter experts, you know, that really gets to the heart of the business. We've got a whole lot of other stories around the general business world and a whole other section of the magazine there designed to enrich your life and help you get more from your life as well. So there's a whole bunch of stuff there that I know is going to be absolutely helpful for you as you seek to create the business and life that you love. So as I said, head across to the website SavvyDentist.com, subscribe there, and we look forward to giving you that magazine for free. Now, onto the podcast episode today. I'm joined today in this episode by Lynn Whitbeck, and Lynn is an expert at sales training, and her website is called petite2queen.com. So petite2queen.com, and the word two is not a word, it's actually the numeral two. So what Lynn's really adept at is helping business owners, whether they're in dentistry or otherwise, with their sales process. And she's been working a lot with dentists, orthodontists, and other people within the dental specialties as well to shorten their sales cycle. But what she noticed where the big opportunity lay was to really turbocharge the practice growth, to really engage in exponential practice growth by having a documented and well-executed referral process. And so we're talking about referrals, reviews, and recommendations. And in this podcast, she lays it out step by step by step on how to do it. So do have a pen and paper handy because you're going to want to write these down. She's going to give you sample words, sample scripts that you can use as a starting point to create your own scripts and apply in your own practice. Now, I can attest that this process works. I've long been an advocate of digital marketing. I love digital marketing, but I've also grown my own practices to multi-seven figures, you know, all the practices we've owned over the years to multi-seven figures using this exact process. It has been the number one thing that's driven our growth, and I can't impress upon you the importance of this process enough. It's really, really important that you have this down. So do have a pen and paper handy because there's some really useful things, some really structural things here that I know that if you take down and apply, you too will see the growth of your practice. So without any further ado, let's hear from Lynn. Lynn Whitbeck, thank you so much for taking the time to come and join us on the Savvy Dentist Podcast, all the way from Washington State. How's things in your part of the world?
Jesse, they are amazing. It's an absolutely beautiful day here, and I'm so excited to be here with you on the Savvy Dentist.
I'm actually coming across to your part of the world in a little while. We've got a field trip with a group of our high-end boardroom clients coming across to Washington State. So we'll get to see how beautiful your part of the world is, because I know you've got beautiful nature, you've got the ocean, you've got the everything going for it, and I can't wait to see it. But I guess today, Lynn, I wanted to talk to you about your work, and you're incredibly well known in terms of helping people with their sales processes, shortening sales cycles. I know you work with orthodontists, I know you work with dentists. But when we were talking a bit off air, we spoke about the lost opportunity or the hidden opportunity, the hidden profit center in referrals. And I guess before we get started on that topic, I wanted to ask you, why is it that that process isn't universally adopted? Why do so few people have a process? Why do so few people execute that process?
Well, there's a number of things that are going on around asking for reviews and asking for referrals. And one is that some people just don't even think about it. It's literally not on their radar. They're just simply missing out. They're missing out big time in their business. And the second thing is that even if the dentist has talked to his staff about it, sort of walked it through. They're busy doing all these other things, and they're not seeing if that's being executed upon by their team members. And one of the things that happens is that some people feel very uncomfortable with asking. Mm. All right. It's just the same thing if you're asking your partner to help with doing the dishes after you made this lovely meal, okay? If you don't ask, you don't get. It's that simple. Mm. And there's an art and knowledge that comes along with any kind of process that when you give that tool and that training to your team, then they can start asking for reviews and referrals at the right time in their patient journey, so that you can then start filling your chairs and your practice with patients who are just coming in that they already trust you. They already know who you are because they've been referred or recommended by a personal friend.
I think that's a really good point, isn't it? Because if you get this right, and we're going to talk about how to get it right in a little bit, if you get this right, the people that come to your practice, those new patients, are certainly better prepared as patients than someone coming in cold. They've heard about you. The recommendation or endorsement carries a lot of weight, and that means that they're more likely to, you know, accept the treatment that you propose. It's more likely that they then refer other people as well. So you kind of get into a really good virtuous cycle if you get this going well in your practice. Is that the sort of results you've seen or the sort of outcomes you've seen as well?
Oh, absolutely. The stats are there. Honestly, 92% of people will act upon a recommendation or referral from a friend. They trust who they've, that word of mouth. And so many of referrals or recommendations are actually human to human. They've told them about it. It's come up, you know, all around the soccer field, you know, at a PTA meeting, parent teacher thing. They just went out to coffee with a friend. So those types of things. And 72% of the people who then take action on that, they move forward and they will hire you because of that recommendation. I mean, it's so strong that they'll actually take action. And it's that trust. And that's the key piece here, is that you've built in a piece of trust that you can't put a price tag on because someone received an introduction, a referral, a recommendation.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. That trust is really, really key. And there's like a transfer of trust from one person to another. You spoke earlier about a process, and you spoke earlier about knowing the right time. Now, I guess as we unpack how to do this well for our listeners, how to take what we're talking about and apply it, where would you like to start? Is it best to think about the right time, or would you like to start with the process? How would you like to address that? Because I know that there'll be someone driving along in their car going, okay, when do I ask, and how do I ask, and what do I do, and how do I not trip over my own feet as I do this? So could you just lead off with a few thoughts around those things?
Yeah. So the first thing is you really need to start with the mindset and really to get your team into tune to doing this, because all the training in the world won't help if they either have that, you want me to do what? You know, or maybe it's, you know, the Robert De Niro, you know, you want me to do what? You know, or it's like, holy, you know. So you've got to get into that mindset. And so first it's like, why are they doing what they do? How do they serve and impact their patients? Really get them to start thinking about that. Because what you do as dentists is life-changing. When you treat a patient, the health benefits long-term are enormous, not just at dealing with what's going on right here and right now, but I'm talking about when they're in their 60s and their 70s, how important that medicine, is. I mean, dentistry is medicine. I mean, it's part of your whole human body and all the different things that it can be affecting someone in their life, you know, on all kinds of different things. And so it's so critical when you tap into the team members and that passion of how they're helping and serving, and then they start tapping into the next step of that process is that patient's why. Why does this matter to the patient? Whether it's having a beautiful smile, or if it's getting rid of those horrible headaches because their bite's not right, or because they've, you know, they're chewing on only one side of their mouth, or they are all these different things, right? That result. And so when you tap into that, first of all, then they really reposition that mindset that how can I help and serve other people? How can I give them the same experience, the same opportunity? So now it's changed the perspective of your team members that they're not asking for something like a used car salesman. Ugh, no, it's because they're going to be able to create incredible impact and long-term health benefits for the people who come in, the patients that they get to care for. Mm. It's completely changing how they view this, that they almost have a moral obligation to help and to serve the patients who are coming into the door, and therefore to ask who they know to bring in more patients so that they can get the same benefit, right? So when you start with the mindset, that's the first thing that has to happen, because there will be people who are very resistant to asking. And if they don't get their mindset reframed, it's sort of like saying, oh, I'm not good at math. And then, of course, you don't do well on a math exam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got to change the mindset so that you can position them for the learning and the training. Now, the second thing is then you start with how do you do this, right? And what's that process? And the very first thing is to seed the process. You want to seed the idea that people will be giving you a review,
yes,
or a referral. And it's so easy. When they first call in, how did you hear about us? Mm. So many of our patients have been referred by a friend or have read one of our 5-star reviews.
Yes.
I just seeded the idea. Now, it's not just a review. It's a 5-star review.
Yes.
So, you know, so then as you go through the process, so the patient calls in, they may come in for a first evaluation. And it's the same thing as they're sitting in the chair, you know, what brought you in today? You're having the conversation human to human. And I'm curious, did someone recommend or refer you to us? How did you hear about us? And, oh, that's so great that you read one of the reviews on Google. You know, so many of our patients give us 5-star reviews. And, you know, we want to give you, and we will be giving you, the exact same level of care and expertise and outcome so that when that time comes that you'll give us that 5-star review. So once again, you have not asked for the review, but because you haven't earned it, but you've seeded the idea, right? And you've also reinforced the recommendation or referral. So the next step is what's the key? You have to earn the right for a review or a recommendation. Mm-hmm. When someone has made the decision to purchase, you have earned the right for a referral, yes, a recommendation, an introduction. Mm-hmm. And you can use any of those three words, and your team can as well, whatever they feel most comfortable with. They're all the same thing, right? Referral, review, and recommendation. Now, you have not earned the right for a review.
No, not yet.
All right. So don't ask for a review when they sign the dotted line and they give you their insurance information and they're becoming a patient. So instead, you can ask for the review or the referral at that point. So, and once again, it's just a natural, you know, I'm so glad that you've joined the Savvy Dentist family. And we are so excited to give you the exceptional care and outcomes that we've discussed. And who do you know that's in a similar situation that you would like to have the same experience that you've just had of joining our community? So now And of course, every one of these, you have to script for your office and for the personality of your office.
Yes.
You have versions for the personalities of your team members that they feel comfortable with. But that's just one off the top of my head scripting it for Savvy Dentist.
But the
point is that now you put it now. The second step, many people are going to say, I just can't really think of anyone. Okay. You're going to ask twice. And for everybody out there saying, no, I can't ask twice. It's too pushy. Ick. No, there's a gracious way to do this. And the key is that when you ask a second time, 2 out of 5 people are going to give you a referral right then and there. Okay. Do you want to have those 2 referrals right then and there?
Yeah,
yes.
Of course we do.
So you're going to ask and it's like, okay. And I said, of course. And I know that over time, you're going to think of many people, Jesse, that you would like to introduce to Savvy Dentists and our community. How about we take one more minute right now and sort of think about who that could be that you want to share this incredible experience and how you're going to have this beautiful, dazzling smile after, you know, we do this new process, whatever it is, and then stop talking and let them come back with a couple more people. And what if they still say, I can't think of anything? And he said, well, I know that you will in the future. And I want to tell you how much we're going to appreciate that recommendation, you know, in the coming weeks and months.
That's really cool. Can I just go back to a few steps? Because I want to pick out a few things that I thought you shared the whole thing was incredibly valuable. But there's a few key points I just want to hone in on, if that's okay. I wanted to go back to, you spoke about the mindset, then seeding, and then earning and asking twice, right? So, and I'm sure we've probably got a bit more to go yet, but I want to just go back to the mindset piece, because I really agree with you. I think what you said is absolutely true. If we don't get the mindset piece right, the training, you know, could be world class, but if it's not picked up and used, what's the point, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, you've spoken about the mindset we need to have about being of service and really wanting to, you know, support people in their, you know, dental journey and so on. I wanted to ask about those team members that might be recalcitrant, or maybe they've just got a lot of mental stuff to get over before they can get into the right frame of mind. Do you have any thoughts or suggestions about helping those particular team members that are perhaps a little bit more resistant than usual?
So part of the training that we do involves ongoing coaching so that people get used to it. And I want everyone to go back. You know, sometimes some people need the training wheels on longer before they can take them off and ride the bike. Some people stay on their tricycle longer before they're willing to go to a bike with training wheels. But eventually, they're all riding the bike, right? People will transition at the time. But one of the things that you can do is correlate it to how this is also going to serve them in their life, their day-to-day life. Because learning this process is actually something that's going to help you, like, get your partner up and helping with the dishes after dinner.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, this is life training. And you also put them into frame it in the things that they can associate with. All of us have gone through a time where somebody told us no, right? And you went, you know what? Heck no, that is not the way it's going to go. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to do this. In whatever the situation is, everyone has had that place that they were so motivated that they had the grit and determination to make it happen. So when you tap into some of these emotions, because that's, people are emotional, we're human beings. And if you don't tap into their emotions and help them connect the dots, they're never going to get it. They're going to have those blockers. That's key. And then creating custom scripts for your practice that cover many different personality types. We have lots of different personality codes. Some people are more caring and nurturing. Some people are high action. They just go, 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 right? They have ants in their pants. Some people love to plan and, you know, process everything out. And there's those who are really tapped into learning, and then they can literally get paralyzed because they can't take action because they're learning. But when you tap into those things, everyone can do this and do it well if they have the support that they need. And it's a journey, as you said, for them And sometimes the people who are the most resistant, they end up being the biggest champions at the end because they've gone through this mindset journey. And what that does for your practice is so tremendous. When you have people calling in because they were referred by a friend or family, they've already made the decision in their mind because they're calling you because they were referred. That's a first soft sell. They've taken action. And it's so much easier when they're in the chair to get the next level of yes, right? Because it's like, oh yeah, this is a great experience. And you're going to deliver wonderful patient experience, of course.
So there's some real power in that. And the second thing I wanted just to hone in on was you spoke about seeding. And I think that's so critical. You know, it's very clever, very elegant. And I really like the way you did that. I want to just ask you, I think we all probably understand the importance of seeding, but I would imagine if things break down, that might be one of the places that the process breaks down, if at all. So I wanted to just talk about how to make sure that that remains intact, because to me, that's the magic in there. There's a real sense of expectation that's created, a sense of this is the way we roll around here, you know. And so I wanted to make sure that the team are doing this. How do you keep track of that? Obviously there's training and processes, but how are things being monitored and tested and measured along the way?
Well, the first thing is the team, as they're practicing this through the coaching, once again, it just becomes part of the DNA. It's worked into the scripts that they may use, like in the call center or at the front desk. It becomes part of the routine of literally like a checklist of their SOPs, standard operating procedure, when someone's in the chair and they, oh yeah, I haven't done this, you know, check it off. And then on the other side is if you build a reward program for your team and you track those KPIs, you know, that, you know, Janice is, or Steve is, you know, he's gotten 3 referrals this month, you know, that patients said, oh yeah, I was referred by, you know, this, you know, I was referred by Jesse, and you know that Jesse's hygienist is Stacy, what have you. And there, you can also do QR codes with referral cards so that you make it really easy for your patients. Because once patients have made the decision to purchase and they've signed up and anytime they're undergoing treatment, you should be asking for a referral recommendation introduction. Now, as they're finishing up their treatment and you're talking with them, that's when you recognize that they're telling you how happy they are. And then you can repeat back, I'm so thrilled that you are, you know, that you found that this was so painless, it was so easy, and that you're so happy with how this feels in your mouth and that your headaches have dissipated. You know, would you do me a favor? Jesse, will you do me a favor and take 60 seconds right now to post this review to Google or Facebook or Yelp? I mean, mainly I'm Google. Not sure what you use in Australia, but whatever is, only give them 3 choices, okay? Don't ever give them more than 3 choices because you'll get paralysis of decision. Good, better, best, 3 choices. And then you have literally a QR code so they can scan it and they go right onto your Google My Business and they can, and this is what you said, and they can literally type it out, 5-star review. And also, would you do me the favor, Jesse, and give me that 5-star review right now? This is what you said. Here's the QR code. Let's scan it right now together.
Fantastic.
Done. And so these are all the types of things that you write and you create into that. But also then, you know that I just asked you, so I put it right on the point. I asked Jesse for the 5-star review. He did it, you know, and it's literally written into the chart. And so that's easy to check. Oh, yeah, we got that review from Jesse. Boom, I got my points. And maybe every reward program is different. You know, so for reviews, maybe I get thrown into a hat every month. And for every review I got, I get thrown into the hat. And then we get a drawing and we get a prize, whoever gets pulled out. But the more I have in the hat, the more likely I'm going to get the prize, right? Or it could also be other types of incentives that if you reach a certain goal, then you get an automatic reward. So of course you always, so the key is, I'm going to go through those 3 steps for asking for reviews mm-hmm. or referrals. You have to earn the right. The acronym is EAR, earn the right, ask, and reward. You want a reward behavior mm-hmm. that you want repeated.
Yeah.
Just like a 2-year-old. You know, you want to reward the behavior, you want both for your team. And I don't mean that in a snarky or, you know, way, but also for your patients. So the same thing that as, so when they've done that, hey, and you're going to be entered in our contest and we pull out every month, somebody wins a prize for having written a review for us. And then you can also have a referral program for every, you know, every 5 recommendations, introduction, referrals that come in and make an appointment with us, you get XYZ. And so it's all about how you build and structure that. But it's really easy to track when, because it's a coding you can literally be adding into your chart.
Because I think if you get this right, obviously you're going to turbocharge the growth of your practice. I remember at one of our workshops many, many years ago, we had, I can't remember how many people in the room, but we had the person in the far back corner basically put their left and right hand out and touched 2 people on their shoulder. And those 2 people then needed to put their 2 hands out and touch 2 people on their shoulder. And we wanted to see how quickly, you know, that spread across the entire room. And it happened really quickly. Because what you're setting up here is exponential growth. You're setting up the opportunity for not just linear growth, but exponential growth, where things grow really, really quickly. How many people on average would you be asking each day? Now, I guess the obvious answer is as many as we possibly can, right? That goes without saying. But, you know, is there a better time? Is there a better type of patient? Is there, you know, certain procedures that lend themselves to an opportunity to ask better than others? You know, I'm just curious about those sorts of things.
Anytime you're providing excellent care with a phenomenal outcome, yeah, you deserve, you've earned the right for a recommendation, a review, a referral. And that it's as simple as that. So if something goes sideways, someone has, you know, you got backed up in the office and someone's waiting for a long time in the waiting room, that's not the time. That day is not the day. Timing is off. And instead, you need to be focused on your patient repair, and that's the repair in the sense of the client repair, that you're so sorry this happened. Can you get them some water? Can you get them, you know, a coffee? I mean, what can you do to help with the situation? And once again, apologizing for it genuinely, sincerely. Most people, when you treat them with the respect and dignity, then they're going to say, okay, I'm sort of ticked about this, but I'm going to cut you some slack. This stuff happens, right? But if you don't address it and you don't put yourself in their shoes, I can only imagine how frustrating this is to you. How are you feeling about this? And letting them tell you, even if it's sort of like, well, I'm really busy today. Gosh darn it, Jesse. I had like 6 errands I have to run. And now I've got to sit here and wait in the office for 45 minutes to get my appointment. It's really frustrating. I am so sorry. And I'm there with you. And I can only imagine how frustrating this is. And then what are the ways that you can alleviate that? We've got the free Wi-Fi. What can we do to make you more comfortable? We've got some water. You know, I mean, is there an opportunity for you to reschedule? You know, whatever that happens to be. So every office is going to have different protocols and different samples. But by leaning into that, now you've diffused that situation because you've acknowledged their feelings. Mm. I want to, you know, people are humans. We have emotions.
Yes.
And if you acknowledge them and accept them, and let them give that safety to express them, you will see it will de-escalate. They're going to calm down. And because they're being treated with dignity and respect, and they're going, okay, well, you know, this stuff happens. No, and I do appreciate that you have the free Wi-Fi, and, you know, I really would like a cold water. And let me just sort of get situated over here, and I can take care of some of this stuff on my phone.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we know that there is a process. We've got to get into the right mindset. We've got to seed. We've got to earn. We've got to ask. We've got to reward or recognize the behavior we want repeated. And from time to time, we've got to know when not to ask if things have gone a little bit south. We've got to know that. Is there anything else that you think we need to have in place or need to know so we've got a really robust referral system in the practice?
You know, the number one thing is really getting your team on board with this, because they're the ones who are constantly interacting with the patients and on so many different levels. And that is going to make the difference. that is really, and really creating that community and that they're excited and inspired to ask for the reviews and the referrals. Because at the end of the day, it's that word, referrals are often called word of mouth marketing, and it's still more effective than any other form of marketing. Literally, even today, the recent stats are something like 93% of these really short, immediate sales, or in this case, patient acquisition, is going to come from human to human, one person telling another person about it.
I can tell you without hesitation that over the years, I've owned several practices, several multi-7-figure practices, and every single one of them was built using this exact process. We've lived this, breathed it, and I agree with everything you said. And I can stand here hand on heart and say, without a shadow of a doubt, it is the single best strategy that we've had for practice growth. Better than advertising, better than in our place, social media, better than everything else we've ever done. And I know that's going to sound a little bit controversial in today's digital world, but you know, it works. It just works because people trust other people. Yeah. And it goes without saying. So if you could whisper into the ears of the dentist listening to this podcast as they're driving to work perhaps or driving home from work, what would be one or two things you'd like to share about referrals, the power of referrals, reviews, recommendations included in that, of course? If it goes well for them, what might they expect, and any other sorts of things you just want to leave them thinking about?
Well, if it goes well, and you know, so for the 5-star reviews, it's still very common that people are looking for reviews before they make a decision, before they're making a buying decision. That's become part of our DNA. So it's very important that you have those reviews in place. But trumping that is that introduction and that recommendation or review, because if you get that, and that's from your neighbor, it's from, you know, your girlfriend, or your, you know, a peer at work, it's from another mom, you know, standing around at the soccer field as the kids are running around out there. That is something that's so powerful that is going to move you to take action. And because they become your evangelists, they are the ones who are your raving fans, and they are telling their personal circle, which is, you know, when you think about it, they know at least 100 people about their experience. And so you want to create that experience for them so that they end by seeding it and reminding them, and also aftercare and reminders and educational pieces, so that you're always remembering to ask, hey, we love referrals. We love meeting your friends and family so that we can give them the same level of care that you've received, right? And so putting that, incorporating it that into everything you do is going to create phenomenal growth for your business and profit, because you're not expending money on the throw it against the wall and let's see what sticks.
Yeah, the most ineffective or inefficient way of doing things is that, isn't it? So what I really appreciate what you shared there, Lynn, well, there's a whole bunch of things, but what I really like is how you've laid that out. It's very sequential, it's very methodical. We can get the team on board with this, and we know that it works. One of the things I'd just like to emphasize as well, which I know you've spoken about, but you highlighted asking for the 5-star review. And I think that's really important, because you'll get what you ask for. Yes. And if you ask for a review, you'll get a review, but it might be a 4-star review. And what we really want, of course, is a 5-star review. So I really like the fact that you've honed in on that as well. When we first started with our reviews, we fell into the trap of just asking for a review. We had a couple of people give us what they thought were great reviews, but they were 4 stars. And we've had to learn through experience that we needed to be asking for what we actually wanted. So thank you for highlighting that so well. We've spent all this time talking about reviews and referrals, but I'm also really aware of the fact that you do a lot of, I suppose, broader sales training, which in dentistry, we talk about case acceptance and case presentation. Now, before we run out of time, I just wanted to ask you really, really quickly, and I'm putting you on the spot, I'm so sorry, but I wanted to ask you, just in terms of, I guess, sales in general, shortening the sales cycle, if you had just had one or two little thought starters that people might like to consider, I'm going to direct them to your Petite to Queen website. There's a whole bunch of material on there that, ladies and gents, I'd recommend you explore and read and digest and apply. And so that's Petite to Queen, and it's the number two website. But just wondering, Lynn, is there anything you want to just quickly add around that topic as well? I know I'm opening up a whole new conversation, but still.
Jesse, it's cool. And I'll just jump in. It's about your strategy.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan, you know, and then you need to figure that out, because otherwise you're just spinning your wheels and you're spending money on stuff that, and if you have a plan, then you can also track it. And you can still make a new choice. If something looks like it's going to actually be a really great opportunity, of course you can pivot. We all have the power to choose something new. But when you have a plan, you also say, okay, now wait, is that just a shiny object, or is this going to serve me in what we're executing on? So having a strategic plan in place for anything you do in business and in life, but certainly in sales, is absolutely critical, because then you're going to get to your end goal heck of a lot faster, with a lot less stress and far more profitably.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So have a plan, have a strategic plan, know where you want to go, mark your milestones out, put in place your action steps, and execute, 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 right? So cool. Lynn, you have been really generous today. We've covered a lot of territory, and I like to say that we've been uphill and down dale, and my podcast listeners often reflect back to me. They say, Jesse, you've got a couple of little expressions that you use over and over, and apparently I use the uphill and down dale expression a lot. So I'm going to deliberately use it today, because we have traversed a bit of territory. Lynn, thank you so much for sharing the process and the mindset around asking for reviews, referrals, and recommendations. I think it's the number one, but you know, it's the number one thing that people can do very easily, very quickly, that's going to drive their business faster, further, more than any other method. So thank you so much for sharing it with us today. I'm really appreciative.
Jesse, you're very welcome. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be here and be part of your show.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast. For more episodes, go to drjessegreen.com/savvydentist. And to discover how to build a high-performance dental practice, visit drjessegreen.com and download the free report.